Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. How did I
Someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil. There's no place for ghost stories in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
This episode of Someone Dies in This Elevator is rated PG. Fix It Going Forward contains death in an elevator.
Good morning, Miss Maggie. How you feeling today?
Oh, is it time already?
Yes, ma'am, it sure is. You're looking a little rosier in the cheeks since yesterday, though. You sleep good?
Well, I don't know.
Uh-oh. We not having good dreams lately. You having those dreams where you go to school naked. I'm telling you, those are too scary. Some people get scared of monsters and ghosts. I get scared of everyone seeing the tattoo I got when I was 18.
A tattoo?
Don't worry. My mother is properly ashamed.
Now, that's terrible.
Oh, you don't mind a little ink, Miss Maggie? Do you have a rebellious side I don't know about? Yeah, I bet you do. I see that little smirk. You don't fool me.
Oh, I know all sorts of people all my life. If I minded tattoos, I would have missed out on some good friends. My granddaughter has lots of them.
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty sure I saw her last week, right?
I think so.
Mm-hmm. I remember. Really pretty flower tattoo on her arm.
She drew that herself.
Did she now? So she's an artist?
Why, yes. That's what she goes to school for.
Ah, good for her. I can't even draw a stick. I'm serious. I can't even draw a stick figure. All right, Miss Maggie. Let's get you up and head on over to get your hair done. How's that sound?
Oh, is that today?
It sure is. Don't get you all dolled up.
I don't know if you can doll up this hair.
Uh-uh, ma'am. No way. None of that negativity in here. Not on my watch. You know, I got a friend who carries a little squirt gun in her purse. And if she catches her friends talking bad about themselves, she whips it out. It's pretty effective.
Oh, that sounds like it could make a mess.
One time she put milk in it on a hot day.
Why on earth?
She thought it'd get the point across better. It leaked into her purse and she never could get the smell out. So she stuck to water after that. All right, m'lady. Your chariot has arrived. You ready?
Oh, sure.
You okay there?
Always takes it out of me.
Yeah, it's hard work, I know.
Got gravity to contend with and all. It gets strong 92 years on.
I bet it does.
You'll see someday.
Would be a blessing. I sure hope so.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm good. Don't worry about me. We'll just call it a football injury.
You play football?
No, it's an old joke. I just have creaky bones. But it sounds funnier to call it a football injury when I'm maybe half the size of those players.
Well, I hope your football injury heals up.
All right. You're all set. Ready to go?
Mm-hmm.
I'll take it nice and slow so you don't get dizzy, okay? So, you got an artist in the family? Is she the only one?
She's our artist. I have 5 other grandchildren. One's over in Germany teaching English. That's my younger grandson. Then there's Lena. She just got married last year and she's pregnant with her second. My older grandson, he's a lawyer. And my oldest two granddaughters, they're twins. One's got two boys, and she's a nurse. And the other does something with real estate. Flips.
Oh, house flipping. Like on those TV shows.
She explained it to me, but I just can't.
So you got great-grandbabies, too? That's wonderful.
Mm-hmm, I've been very blessed.
Sure sounds like it. You feeling okay, Miss Maggie?
Feel about how I always do these days.
Fair enough. I can relate. I feel like I'm held together by wishes and duct tape half the time.
So do I. I try not to complain too much.
Ma'am, you made it to 92. I think you're allowed to complain about any doggone thing you like. So, sounds like your whole family's pretty accomplished.
Oh, yes. I'm very proud.
You should be.
We've got troubles like any other family. But we've all been hard workers and tried to be good to each other.
92? So you were born late 20s? I'm trying to do the math in my head, but I'm not doing so.
Tail end of 29.
Wow. You've seen a lot, huh?
Oh, yes.
World War II, man on the moon, disco fever.
And how old are you, if I may ask?
Me? I'm 34.
Well, 34, so you can remember a little of life before all the screens.
Oh, I remember it very well. I didn't have a cell phone until I was maybe 13, 14. We had a computer room in my house, and I was only allowed to use the internet for an hour at a time, because it would block phone calls.
Very different time.
I miss it sometimes. Well, kind of. I miss the pace of life then, and I miss being allowed to not know things all the time. Sometimes it's nice to learn something a little later, rather than immediately, but then again, it's really good that we have all this knowledge we can get to so fast.
Well, but that part of it's good.
Let you get better in a lot of ways, I think.
My granddaughter, Angie, the one with the tattoos, she's always telling me this and that and the other thing about words I've never heard or things we should or shouldn't say.
She's in college. Yeah, she's about the age for that.
Sometimes I feel ashamed of what I didn't know for so long. But she tells me no use in that, Grandma. Just have to fix it going forward.
She's right. I get it, though. I feel the same a lot.
You always have tomorrow where you can try to do better than today.
I like that. I might write that one down.
My mother used to say it. Always made me feel better.
Well, my mother used to say, Benjamin, you get your buns down here for dinner before it gets cold. Which doesn't quite have the same ring to it. This elevator is definitely taking forever, right?
Seems so.
So weird. It's lighting up, but gives us more time to chat, I guess.
Well, you're good to talk to.
Well, thank you. And right back at you.
A very nice young man.
You trying to butter me up for something? Extra cake at dinner tonight? Because it's working.
Do you have any children?
Oh, Lord, no. I can barely keep up with my own self. I have a niece, though. She's 6. I get to be the cool uncle and then hand her back. But maybe someday. I don't know. My husband and I have talked about it.
You would be such a fun dad.
Okay. I don't know what's going on with this elevator. Do you mind if we try the one on the other wing, or do you want to wait?
No, we can go.
All right then, rev your engines, Miss Maggie.
Vroom, vroom. Is there a birthday?
A birthday?
I see balloons.
Oh, no, not a birthday. One of the nurses is having her first baby pretty soon, so we're doing a little shower.
Oh, that's nice. Which nurse is it?
Jamie. She's the one with the long braids. Pretty tall.
Yes, yes. Oh, well, that's wonderful. Forget so many of you are so young sometimes. I find as the years go by, I lose track of it. Young starts to mean different things the older you get. By the time you're my age. You all enjoy these years as much as you can, that's all. There's always good to find, no matter when you find it. But you don't want to take it for granted. Don't want to look back and say, oh, I had so much good in my life then, and I didn't even know it. Try to see it when it's still right in front of you, too. Makes the memories sweeter.
That's good advice.
I still have my moments.
You okay?
Tired.
You want your neck pillow?
That would be nice.
Here, lean forward a little bit, all right?
Thank you.
That pillow in a good spot for you.
Might rest my eyes.
Oh, shoot. Sorry about that, Miss Maggie.
You okay?
Miss Maggie? Miss Maggie, are you?
Fix It Going Forward was written by Caroline Minx and directed by David S. Deer. Script editing by Jesse Shushu. Dialogue editing by Sophs Hughes. Sound design by Adrian Parrish. And music by Trace Callahan. Starring Morgan Givens as Ben and Aaron B. Lillis as Maggie.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
From Hemlock Creek Productions comes the new supernatural horror audio drama, Liars and Leeches. Grief. Anxiety. Terror. Tonya Wright felt it all after the tragic murders of her sister and brother-in-law in a random act of gun violence. Struggling to travel outside of her home, she now lives constantly on edge about perceived threats that seem to surround her. Retreating to the house her sister and brother-in-law once shared to process her grief, Tonya soon discovers that someone, or something, has followed her there. With the help of her best friend Natalie and others she meets along the way, can Tonya overcome her fears before they completely consume her? For more information about Liars and Leeches and Hemlock Creek Productions, visit www.hemlockcreekprod.com. That's hemlockcreekprod.com. Liars and Leeches will premiere in March 2023 on all your favorite podcast apps.